USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian moving close to North Carolina now. It could actually make landfall somewhere along the North Carolina coast soon, but it's also weakened. Here's National Hurricane Specialist Stacy Stewart.
Dorian has weakened this morning, likely due to drawing in some dry air on the east side of the storm. That's weakened the thunderstorm activity in the eastern eyewall. And we have radar and reconnaissance data that suggests the system has weakened. Maximum sustained winds now 90 miles per hour. Still a significant high-end Category 1 hurricane. Still capable of lots of damage, trees, power lines.
The Labor Department's August jobs report is another possible sign that the U.S. economy may be slowing. The jobs report for August showing 130,000 new jobs created when analysts were expecting to see at least 160,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz says he won't be running for president after all next year. Schultz saying on his website today that his belief in the need to reform the two-party system hasn't wavered, but that an independent campaign is not how he can best serve the country at this time. The New York City Fire Department will add 22 more names this afternoon to their memorial for first responders who died of 9/11 related illnesses. They all passed away just over the last year. The list includes 3 firefighters, 2 captains, 2 lieutenants, 1 chief, a pair of EMTs, 1 paramedic, and 1 doctor. The House Judiciary Committee is to be in El Paso shortly for a hearing related to domestic terrorism. Local U.S. Representative Veronica Escobar and Committee Chair Jerry Nadler to preside over a hearing focused on the relationship between anti-immigrant rhetoric and domestic terrorism. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. is looking forward to negotiating a new trade deal with Great Britain after Brexit is resolved. Hosting Pence in London, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it would be fantastic to strengthen economic ties with the U.S. Johnson, though, is having serious problems holding on to his authority as he's been trying to push Brexit through a deeply divided parliament. President Trump is blaming the media for a brouhaha over an altered weather map. The president tweeting again yesterday that, quote, Alabama was going to be hit or grazed by Hurricane Dorian, but it took a different path, adding, fake news knows this very well. The president made headlines this past weekend for tweeting that Alabama could get hit by Dorian, even though the National Weather Service said it was not in line to get struck by the storm at all. Former Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe has died. He led that African nation from 1980 to 2017, first as prime minister, later as president. He was ousted from power in a military coup in November of 2017. Robert Mugabe was 95. And the NFL's 100th season kicked off last night with a big rivalry as the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears played in Chicago. It was a defensive battle with a lot of sloppy offense. In the end, the Packers beat the Bears by a score of 10-3. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.